The dust has settled on the 2016-17 Pennsylvania state budget, and as usual, debates over education funding and policy dominated much of the negotiations. Keystone Crossroads' Kevin McCrory gives us the lay of the land as lawmakers recess for the summer.
Last year, this time, Pennsylvania Democrats and Republicans were still miles apart on budget talks, and it took until March to come to resolution. This year, a final deal was hashed out a mere 13 days overdue. So how, in a sharply divided government, do you get a deal done? Almost on time? Compromise and punt on the most controversial parts.
We made marginal gains this year, but it's progress nonetheless.
Vincent Hughes, a Philly Democrat, is minority chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee.
We don't seem to have the capacity to address major issues and come up with very significant solutions. We're inching along.
Governor Wolf had initially sought to boost the state's main pot of public school cash by $600 million this year, but he was willing to settle for $200 million to avoid another fight over proposals to hike sales and income taxes. Separate accounts for special ed, higher ed, and pre-K got boosts as well. Wolf's education secretary, Pedro Rivera, says that's good enough for now.
When you think of the fact that the General Assembly and the governor, you know, were able to find a way to increase education, you know, as significantly as it has, I think it's a good budget for us to have this year.
Among the ways the state is planning to pay those tabs is by hiking its cigarette tax $1 per pack and expanding gambling options. One bright spot in this year's education funding boost is that it will all go through the state's new student-weighted formula, so more money will go to the districts that need it most. There were a couple plans to help remedy districts, which were especially hurt over the past few decades by the lack of a formula. Sean Wiley, a Democratic state senator from Erie, says the new formula doesn't do enough right now.
What we need now is immediate funding to address the immediate concerns that we have.
But this and other proposals failed to garner serious consideration. Lawmakers, though, did secure an extra $10 million for distressed school districts. More than half will go to Erie. The rest will be split among Harrisburg, York, and Duquesne. A few other big issues got put off yet again. The state's nearly 20-year-old charter law, widely considered outdated, was left unchanged. Proposed reforms were put on the shelf to avoid breaking the fragile coalition of votes that got the larger deal across the finish line. PennCAN Executive Director John Sattell watched a handful of school reform priorities wilt this year.
But instead, what we got is significant but still insufficient increases in education spending, a patchwork of new but I would say unsustainable taxes, and no new accountability.
Maybe the biggest reason that Pennsylvania avoided another impasse is that leaders shied away from building unwieldy grand bargains. Instead, medical marijuana legislation was approved separately. So too was a bill expanding options for buying beer and wine. But another Republican priority, moving away from traditional guaranteed pension benefits for future teachers and state workers, was left on the sidelines. Even if many sides leave this legislative session somewhat disappointed, House Majority Leader Dave Reed says it should be apparent that leaders have at least learned how to keep the wheels moving.
It took us, you know, a year to really get a good hold on the perspective each other was coming from. And divided government takes folks willing to work together for the sake of getting things done.
Kevin McCrory, Keystone Crossroads.
Keystone Crossroads is a statewide public media initiative reporting on challenges facing Pennsylvania cities. WHYY serves as the lead station.